All right. Can you please state your name, date, and your location?
Jennifer Martin. It's November 3rd, 2020, and I'm here in Georgetown, Kentucky.
How many children do you have, and how old are they?
Four. I have a 14, 13, 12, and a 2-year-old.
Describe the moment you first learned about COVID and how it made you feel.
So I had been following the COVID news pretty closely when it was primarily overseas, because I am a project manager. And so I was paying attention to what the impact would be on the projects that I was managing. I was a bit nervous. There was a lot of conflicting information on, is it just like a cold? Is it worse than that? So there was a lot of uncertainty as to like what the impact would be for us in North America. Prior to it really coming to the US, like in February, March timing. So like November, December, I was watching, and like around February, a lot of our overseas suppliers had started to shut down or have shop delays because their people were sick. And so it was a little unsettling.
What is it like being a mother during the pandemic?
It's been a challenge. It is, as a working mom, it's been a lot of trying to keep track of children's schoolwork, assignments, my work, my assignments. It's been hard.
How has COVID changed your day-to-day routine?
In a lot of ways, it's been almost 6 months of new normal, preceded by about 2 months of everything shut down for a minute. It's certainly made the decision to go run out to the store to get a small staple item more of a thoughtful task. You know, what else do we need while we're making this journey out into exposure land, you know?
How has your role in the household changed?
I would say my role as chief administrator of home IT systems has expanded. With, you know, three kids that are in the like elementary to high school age range, there's so many Zoom meetings, tools that I have never used, Google Classrooms, that was not a thing when I was a student, and, you know, just trying to troubleshoot everything from busted laptops to the screen broke and I had to replace the screen in a laptop. It's been a wild time.
What have been the biggest challenges you've faced due to COVID?
For me, because I've been working half in the office and half at home for the past 6 months, the biggest challenge is being able to kind of separate those two personas. You know, at work, I'm very direct and very blunt. And, you know, as mom, I'm fairly emotional, fairly giving, you know? And when I'm working at home, the second I step out of the room that I'm in, which is my office, I have to be soft again instead of boss mom. So it's a bit of a challenge. The kids have gotten used to it now, but you know, the first 8 weeks was very difficult for them because it was like, mom can't talk, she's in a meeting. Mom wants to have time for you, but now's not the moment. Go ask dad, dad is home, go ask dad. So it's been a little bit of an adjustment, I think.
Can you tell me how you've been feeling lately?
Yeah, I can. I have absolutely struggled with anxiety and depression through this whole this whole shenanigans. I have, you know, been aware enough of what's going on with my emotional health to, you know, seek assistance. You know, I meet regularly with a counselor to talk about all this stuff and then not wanting to get out of bed and not finding the joy in the things anymore.
Is COVID affecting your mental or physical health?
Definitely. I initially joked for the first 8 weeks that we were all home and everybody was just, you know, oh, it's fine. You know, I gained 19 pounds. So, like, it's kind of a joke. And now I'm, like, here at, like, net 30 for the year. Like, in a year, I've gained 30 pounds, and it's awful. You know, you just, you have, like, the emotional side of it where, you know, you're like, I know how to eat right. I was eating right. But, you know, put it all back on. So there's a little bit of a challenge there.
What kind of support do you have or wish that you had as a mother during the pandemic?
I do miss having, you know, friends and family to spend time with. Dad and I would trade off days where, like, we would go out with our friends and just go do not stuff with the kids. Just whatever it is. And with everyone being so concerned about, you know, exposure and, you know, playing it safe for their own families, it's been really closed in and a little bit, you know, difficult. You know, there have been a lot of tougher conversations at home too, because we used to only see each other a little bit and now we see each other all the time. You know, I do miss the free socialization. I don't know how else to frame that.
Are there any aspects of motherhood that you can think of that maybe society doesn't understand that have been highlighted by COVID?
I would say, you know, one thing that really showed up in our household, my two-year-old, it didn't matter if I was in a meeting, it didn't matter, like, he would come find me every time, and I'm like, Dad's here. But, you know, my employees have all been fantastic. My supervisors have been fantastic. Everybody's like, we're all having the same problem. And so, like, it's been very clear that the burden of motherhood, and those kind of traditional roles still exist. And many of the men at work don't necessarily have to deal with the same level of, attention division among the crowd.
What are your hopes for the future?
So in September, we closed on a farm. We are preparing to move. It's about an hour away from here. It's a very large farm. It's over 200 acres. We are really looking forward to getting away from we're in a suburb. It's a good area. It's fine. But, you know, being cooped up here, we really both wanted to move out into the country. We had been talking about it casually, about getting, like, a small patch of land for recreational use. But, you know, during the pandemic, we spent a lot more time poking around on the real estate apps, and we found a place that we love. And we're working on renovating the farmhouse. And so hopefully it'll be ready to move into around Thanksgiving time.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
So this interview is going to be put up in the archive For the pandemic, is there anything else you would like to add about your life as a mother during COVID?
As a mother during COVID, there were a lot of moments that I had to consider the health and safety of my children and my family, and make decisions that were a little bit harder than maybe people that only had to worry about themselves, or, you know, a two-person family. My two-year-old was a premature baby, and so he has traditionally had a lot of issues with lung issues, and so we made a lot of decisions about, like, who's going to go shopping, who's going to do this, who's going to do that, and it was a bit of a challenge. Like, when we ran out of something, we had to make hard choices. Like, can we go another 3 days? Cause we don't want to go every day to the store, or, you know, if we want to make a click order, click list, or whatever curbside pickup order, we want to make sure that we get everything we need.
And then last question, how has your thoughts changed on COVID from when you first heard about it till now?
I'm certainly more concerned about the impact of the virus. After seeing, like, how much it spread in Kentucky, it's been slower than other states, but, you know, as a state, we haven't been continuing to follow safety protocol. And so my opinion on it is that, like, it's getting worse. I thought it was going to be bad, and I thought it was going to be over maybe around summertime, and then it didn't stop.
All right. That's actually the end of my question list. So I just wanted to thank you so much for taking time out of your day. For my own purposes, this is actually where I'm going to